It's always great to catch up with Courtney Callahan. Of course, you're our go-to lady when it comes to entertainment and what's been happening in showbiz. Thanks so much for joining me on the show this evening.
Louise, thank you so much for having me on. I love coming on.
Brilliant. Great to hear. Now, of course, I think a lot of people have been glued to the news in America because at the minute, P. Diddy is on trial. There's lots coming out from that. I don't know about you, but I've been, taking a look at, I suppose, a lot of websites, listening to a lot of podcasts, and a lot of the stuff that's coming out from this trial, it's so grim. It's probably a lot of sensitive content that we can't even mention on the radio, but it's worth maybe breaking down. Where do we even begin with this? To try and understand what's been happening over there.
This is it, Louise. This trial is absolutely crazy. As you said, it's everywhere at the moment. I mean, you can't really escape it. It's every news channel is broadcasting. It's all over social media. So yeah, I'll give you, I suppose, a condensed version of it and what's happening to kind of simplify it because there is so much to it. It's very intricate. So rapper Sean Diddy Combs has been held in jail in New York since his arrest, and that was in September 2024. He's been refused bail, and now the rapper and producer, he's set to stand trial, which is taking part at the minute, over charges of racketeering, which is basically organized crime, and also sex trafficking. So 7 months, so like flash forward to now, which is 7 months after his high profile arrest, the trial has begun. P. Diddy is so well known. So, like, he's a three-time Grammy winner, one of the most, I think it is fair enough to say, he's an influential hip hop producer. He's going the past 30 years. He's known through different names such as Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, and Love. He rose to fame in, I think it was around the 1990s, and he's the founder of Bad Boy Records. And so, for someone of that high of a profile to be facing these serious criminal charges, it's massive. He's also facing several civil lawsuits. Now, he's pleaded not guilty to all criminal charges. He said all of his sexual relationships were consensual, and he has denied all allegations of wrongdoing.
And I think what for me is it's the level of obviously there's stuff that we can't talk about on the radio because I mean it's so graphic. But I've been following, I suppose last week we had his ex-partner Cassie take to the stand. She's heavily pregnant. Obviously, the judge wanted to try and get her off the stand as soon as possible. I think she was there from Monday to Friday, and the judge was very, very clear saying, look, we can't drag this on anymore because she's 8 months pregnant. She's ready to give birth. So they wanted to try and get her off the stand ASAP. Obviously, her partner was in the trial for a little bit, and then he was asked to leave because he might be brought up a little bit later on to testify as well. So, you're kind of it's the stuff around the trial that fascinates me as well, that I think at the very beginning they were actually getting to they were paying people as line sitters. So if you can imagine trying to get a ticket for, I don't know if it was like Westlife or somebody a couple of years ago, and you might have been queuing Tobago. It was kind of like the same thing where loads of people were queuing overnight to try and get their space to get into the courtroom. And when you do go into the courtroom, you're not allowed to bring your phone, you're not allowed to bring any electronics whatsoever. If you're a reporter or somebody working with a news organization, you're only allowed to come in with your pen and paper. So if you look at any of the news outlets, we'll probably see sketches of Cassie on the stand or any of the other witnesses on the stand. And it's because nobody's allowed in with any video evidence or, photography or anything like that. So it's probably one of the biggest high profile cases that maybe, well, hopefully we don't see anything else like this, but it's definitely the biggest high profile case outside of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard that I've ever been kind of glued to.
100%. And another thing that's been so controversial and has come up so much in news organizations and broadcasts at the moment is the fact that this trial is not being televised. People can't wrap their heads around it. I can't even. I think it's very hard to distinguish why this is not being televised because it's so high profile. Everyone that's been called to the stand as a witness is known to the public. They're all people who have gone through the music industry. They're all people very well known, very famous for their own right and also because of him, and they're coming and sharing these horrific stories. And as you're saying, like Cassie was brought up in the stand, she's so close to giving birth. So it's horrific what she's had to go through. And then at the moment, her mum has actually been brought up as well because she has some evidence. She has photographs and things like that from the time the abuse was happening. It's absolutely horrific. We've also seen one of P. Diddy's former personal assistants being brought up, and he has shared some like that really graphic things that have happened. I mean, it makes you wonder how can this case go any other way for him when there's so much evidence being brought forward from so many people who do have proof.
That's it. Yeah. And it's so interesting. Even, the selection of the jury, there's obviously graphic video evidence as well that I think the jury have seen, but it was really interesting last week. They talk all about these freak-offs and, I think a lot of people may have heard, about the boxes of baby oil that were found when they went to go and search in his house. And, a lot of people will be hearing the words freak-offs. And now, of course, if you've dived into the details of this trial, you'll know exactly what these freak-offs entailed and why Cassie has been on the stand. But also, they're very, very vigilant in only allowing the jury to see certain things and to make sure that a lot of the people sitting in the courthouse that they can't see what they're not supposed to see.
That's it. And I mean, there's so much that goes into this from what the jury is seeing and hearing, because obviously we can't see exactly what's going on, but we have seen the reports and the sketches, as you're saying. And what I think is really interesting as well, in these sketches, to me, Sean Combs, aka P. Diddy, doesn't look like himself. So he has grey hair, he has a grey beard, he's wearing clothes that we would have never seen him wear outside of the courtroom. He's wearing these woolen jumpers, he's wearing reading glasses. And one reporter actually said she was sitting there watching him, and he was taking off the reading glasses and putting them on as if he didn't even need them to actually see. It was almost just part of this costume, part of this act that he was putting on. So I think that's very interesting as well, from a point of view of a man who's been brought up for so many different things. He's gotten away with it for so long, and it's now being brought up in front of him that he's able to sit there and put on this whole new act, I suppose, to try and fool the jury, and see what way he can persuade them by putting off this kind of portrayal of himself. So it makes me wonder, will it work, or what kind of an influence is that going to have on the case when they see him dressed like that?
Yeah, I know. It's so interesting. Obviously, the trial is going to be continuing for quite some time. I think they expect it to go into weeks. And I'd love to find out more about, where the jury or where they're staying. Obviously they don't have any contact with the outside world. They're not allowed to look at the social media or the reporting or anything like that. So all of that kind of fascinates me. Of course, Courtney, I suppose to lighten the mood a little bit, because I mean, if you've been glued to the P. Diddy trial, it has been heavy stuff over the last week or so, but we've got a bit of good new Love Island news. It's on the way back to us.
We do. I'm so excited for it. I can't wait. I think everyone's going to be glued to it. And you know what? This is the perfect time for it, where the weather's getting good. We're going into the summer. Everyone wants to see Love Island, the gossip, the drama, what's going to happen. So Maya Jama, who is the presenter, who's absolutely fabulous at her job, by the way, she has taken to social media and she's given viewers a kind of a glimpse or a sneak peek as to what's coming up. So she shared an image, and it says it's basically a letter to the fans or to the viewers saying, "Attention everyone, Love Island is coming. Attendance is mandatory. CEO of Love." She signed herself off as, which I thought was so funny. So she's hosted the show since 2023, so she's a long time running in it now. And she shared this news. She took to TikTok, and she also said that the spin-off show After Sun, which airs normally on the Sunday nights after the main show, that's coming back. And I think that's such a good show. It kind of gives you a glimpse, because I know sometimes if I'm watching it, you do fall out of the habit. There's one or two nights a week that you do miss. So the After Sun show gives you a whole recap of the full week and what's possibly going to come in the next week.
Yeah, I love that. And I think as much as people might say, oh no, I'm not watching Love Island this year, we kind of get drawn in. And I think it's always something that we get to have a chat about as well, which I love. I'm eager to find out, are they going to bring in, like a celebrity guy? Maybe there's going to be a celebrity girl this year. Who knows? I know in the US version, there's rumors that Miles Nazaire from Made in Chelsea, that he's off to the American Love Island. So I'm sure he'll ruffle some feathers there. But I think I need to maybe step away and not start watching the American Love Island, because if I get zoomed into that and if I get glued to that, well, then I'll have no time to be watching Love Island, the UK version.
That's it. We'll all be hooked. We'll have no time to work or do anything else.
That's for sure. That is for sure. But Courtney, of course, you joined me to have a chat all about what's been happening in showbiz. If anybody wants to find out more, if they want to follow you or your company online, where's the best place to go?
You can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Fusion Fashion and Entertainment.
Oh, brilliant, Courtney. It's always so great to catch up with you. Thank you so much, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Louise, thank you so much for having me on.